morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Heather Buckmaster of the Oklahoma Beef Council joins us today as she highlights a couple of big events happening this week.
It's a very busy week for us. We're hosting the Oklahoma Beef Quality Summit at the Food and Agriculture Product Center at Oklahoma State University. The summit uses the National Beef Quality Audit as a foundation of the course and offers participants the opportunity to see the causes and results of quality challenges facing the beef industry. It is highly educational because summit attendees from ranchers to processors evaluate live cattle in an effort to predict quality and yield and then follow the cattle through the harvest and grading process. It's truly been a marquee event for us over the years. In addition, staff will be exhibiting at the Tulsa Route 66 Marathon for 2 days, sharing beef recipes and nutrition information. It's the second year we have participated in the event, and we find it a great touch point with consumers.
And of course, all the latest recipes and nutrition information available at oklabeef.org. And if you're a cattle producer, you can see how the checkoff is working for you by clicking on Cattleman's Corner.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. At first glance, Polly Rulin, former Cattleman's Beef Board CEO and current United Soybean Board CEO, says the two organizations are alike in many ways, structurally at least, but she says the USB has many differences as well.
The soybean checkoff is quite a bit larger as far as the investment goes. Soybeans are, of course, a very flexible product, not a center-of-the-plate product like beef. So when we do research and we do marketing in the soybean checkoff, we can focus on a lot of things. We can focus on consumer demand. A majority of soybeans go into animal feed, pork and poultry specifically. So we focus on our customers in those areas and also some really fun stuff like beans can be used to make adhesives and motor oil and fabric. And so I say soybeans are one of the very few commodity products that can make food, fiber, and fuel all with one product. So that's been an exciting thing to explore in the last year.
Given the commodity's versatility, Rulin says the soybean industry still has exponential room for growth and expansion and believes partnering with other commodities can unlock that hidden potential.
Absolutely. The two products of a soybean are meal and oil. About 96% of our meal produced goes into animal protein. And so we know that the potential for growth in the meat industry, particularly in other countries, is absolutely exponential. People in other countries need protein, right? And they prefer animal protein largely in other countries. So we think that the opportunity for us to market soybeans through our partners at pork and poultry is growing and growing, and fortunately so is our supply of soybeans as yields grow and acres expand. And we may see a little dip in that next year because of some of the challenges we've had with soybeans this year. Prices aren't very good right now. We have a tariff situation that is very challenging, particularly for soybean producers. We had a tough harvest. We had a little bit of a rough planting year, and we've had a very rough harvest season. So soybean producers are perhaps in a place that's not the best place they've ever been. But we believe that these things will iron themselves out, that the tariff situation will work itself out. And in the end, it'll be a silver lining for the soybean industry because we will have found new international markets. We will have found new industrial uses and end uses for soybeans. And once we get our key market in China back, we will be kind of sitting pretty as far as how many soybeans we're making these days.
You've got farm news on Ron.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up this Thursday, November 15th, live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starts at 8 a.m. Central Time with 18,000 head on offer, including 2,800 yearling steers, 12,000 weaning calves, and a couple of hundred head of bred stock. For more information on when a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.